Stam Achinatari, when Bali Maharaj saw the expert military activities of Indra, he could not restrain his anger. Thus he took up another weapon, known as Shakti, which blazed like a great firebrand. But Indra cut that weapon to pieces while it was still in Bali's hand. Tata Shulam Tata Prasam Tata Stomaram Rishtaya Yat Yat Shastram Samadat Yat Saram Tadachinat Vibhu. Thereafter, one by one, Bali Maharaj used a lance, prasatomara, rishtis, and other weapons. But whatever weapons he took up, Indra immediately cut them to pieces. Sasarjata suri mayam antadhanakatosara patapra antarabhuchaila sarani kopari prabho. My dear king, Bali Maharaj then disappeared and resorted to demonic illusions. A giant mountain generated from illusion then appeared above the heads of the demigod soldiers. Ita nipetu starava tadyamana tvagmina shila satanka shikaras chunayantya disadvalam. From that mountain fell trees blazing in a forest fire. Chips of stone with sharp edges like picks also fell and smashed the heads of the demigod soldiers. Maharaga samutpetu danda shuka savishchika singhavyagra varahascha marayanto mahagajaha. Scorpions, large snakes, and many other poisonous animals, as well as lions, tigers, boars, and great elephants, all began falling upon the demigod soldiers, crushing everything. Mukam karati vachalam pangam nankayate girim yakipandamam vande shi guru ninatarinam. Om agyana timrandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshur minitam yena tasamai. There's a nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam which describes how Bhagavatam can save us from all miserable conditions. Ashesha sanklesha samam vitate gunanuvada shavanam murare kim va punasta charanaravinda. This is from third canto, seventh chapter, 14th verse. Simply by chanting and hearing the transcendental name form of the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, one can achieve the cessation of unlimited miserable conditions. Therefore, what to speak of those who have attained attraction for serving the flavor of the dust of the Lord's lotus feet. So today in the battle, Indra was doing okay at the beginning, but now he's losing. So what do we do when we're losing the battle, when there are reverses in our lives, in our spiritual life, and in this material world? So Srila Prabhupada, if we look at his life, we can see there were so many reverses. Before he came to America, he was struggling to print his Back to Godhead. He was struggling to print his books. He got the free boat ride. Why didn't Krishna give him a ticket on Air India or even British Airways or, you know, some good airline? No, he went on a boat ride for 1 month. None of us would ever think of going on a boat ride for 1 month. A freighter, not even a passenger boat, but a freighter. Starting a movement or going to some country and starting Krishna consciousness. And when he got there, he also struggled for 1 year. There were reverses, and he would go to the steamship company and say, when is your next boat going back to India? But he would never go. He stayed. And he lived in the Bowery loft with all the bums. Why didn't Krishna give him a nice penthouse on Park Avenue? Why all these reverses for such a pure devotee of the Lord? To show his great qualities as a Vaishnava. So what about us? Bhagavat, our godbrother, he said to Prabhupada, I'm confused because in your books and in your lectures you say when you become a devotee, you're on the transcendental platform. But at the same time, you talk about being affected by the modes of material nature. Although I'm a devotee, practicing the principles of devotional service and experiencing a certain amount of happiness, transcendental pleasure. At the same time, I feel affected by the modes. How is it I can be on the transcendental platform and still be affected by the modes of material nature? That was his question to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, it's just like being on a boat. When you're on the boat, no one can say you're not on the boat. You're on the boat, but sometimes big waves will come and rock the boat. So your position in the boat may not be steady. Those waves are the modes. And the boat is a transcendental platform. So you're on the transcendental platform, but sometimes the waves of material nature rock the boat, and your position is therefore not steady. So how will you become steady? For that, you have to learn from the captain of the boat, the spiritual master, how to steer the boat. If you learn expertly, your position in the boat will be steady, even in the greatest storm. So on the transcendental platform, you learn from the spiritual master how to steer the boat of transcendence through the ocean of material life. Then you'll become steady, even in the greatest storm of the modes of nature. So in India, we had so much experience with Srila Prabhupada, how we were always very unsteady in our devotional service, in Juhu, Bombay especially. So many times they canceled the sales agreement for the temple. But Prabhupada was firm. He promised Radharas Bihari, if you please stay on this land, I will build you a beautiful temple. So despite all the obstacles, including the obstacles caused by we ourselves, his disciples, Prabhupada got that temple. He got the land, he got the permission to build, and he built a beautiful temple for Radharas Bihari. And so there's a very beautiful statement by Malati Prabhu in her Vyasa Puja a few years ago, which I think is very relevant for this class. In every instance, just when everything seems about to fall into total disrepair or despair and disintegration, your divine grace emerges from the depths of our heart to remind us of our ultimate gain and glory and to renew our desire to continue our search for perfection in the form of the holy name, to fight the battle against Maya with arrows of loving truth and knowledge, and to look for a three-curved blue boy with a flute in his hand and peacock feather in his curly-haired head. So when we are having reverses, we must take shelter of the captain of the boat, and that is Srila Prabhupada. So here, Indra, we will see, it will go on and on for many verses. He'll be very despondent, and he will take shelter of the Lord. Dhruva Maharaj, in the fourth canto, was in a similar situation as Indra and the demigods. When fighting with the Yakshas, he was overpowered, completely covered by a shower of arrows, just like a mountain is covered by incessant rainfall. So Vishnu Chakravarti points out that although Dhruva was covered by arrows doesn't mean he succumbed in the battle. The example of a mountain being covered by rainfall is very nice. That when the rainfall hits the mountain, all the dirty things come off. So when Dhruva Maharaj was hit by all these arrows, it gave him new vigor to fight the battle. In other words, whatever incompetency he might have had was washed away. So when we're faced with reverses, Krishna is washing away our incompetencies, he's washing away our anarthas and showing us what it really means to be a devotee or a servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. There's a verse, also a similar verse, in the 10th canto, 20th chapter, description of autumn. The same analogy is there, that when the rain hits the mountains were not disturbed by all the rainfall and the thunder, but they were cleaned of all their dirt and became resplendent and beautiful. So an advanced devotee, when he is faced with reverses, then instead of being despondent, he can see how the Lord is cleaning his heart of the dust of attachment to this world, and he becomes very beautiful and resplendent. So he accepts all reverses of life as Krishna's mercy. Krishna said to Uddhava in the 11th canto that, if my devotee has not fully conquered his senses, he may be harassed by material desires. But because of his unflinching devotion for me, he'll not be defeated by sense gratification. So sometimes all the arrows come and we're attacked by material desires, we're attacked by complacency, or we want to take a few steps backwards away from the battle. But this is the time to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. As it says in Bhagavatam, Tatenu Kampam Susamikshamanam, that we should hope against hope that we will see Krishna and we will be with him in the spiritual world and be with Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees. Tatenu Kampam Susamikshamanam Bunjana Evatma Kitam Vipakam. At the same time, we tolerate all the reverses. We tolerate everything as this is my due, my sinful reaction. This is what I deserve. Actually, we said this in a previous class that when Radhana Swami and also it was when Mataji, I can't remember her name now, when they're asked, how are you? Then the answer is, better than I deserve. Better, yes? Brajlila. Okay, Brajlila. Yeah. Vunjana yavatma kritam vipakam, that we tolerate our reactions. Hidvagva papir vidatan namaste, and we offer obeisances with body, mind, and words, means we keep on doing our service. And then jiveta yumuktipade satayapak. So one time Srila Prabhupada was giving a class in India, and I think it was in Hyderabad, Bhagavad Gita class. And so one Indian person raised his hand and he said to Srila Prabhupada, you know, I think Arjuna is not a pure devotee. You know why? Because he heard the whole Bhagavad Gita, and then when his son died, he was crying and lamenting. So he's not a pure devotee. So what did Prabhupada say to that? He said, no, this is natural. When your son dies, when something happens, this is a human nature. This is, we have these emotions when our son dies. But the proof that he's a pure devotee is he did not give up the fight. He didn't go home and say, okay, that's it, I'm not fighting anymore. He kept on with the battle. That proves he's a pure devotee. Even when faced with the greatest loss, the greatest lamentation, he did not give up the fight. He did not stop serving Krishna. So when we're faced in that darkness of the soul, dark night of the soul, then we must still keep on fighting for Srila Prabhupada. We should not give up the fight. I preach in Nepal. I teach in Nepal, and they told me one story. When I was there, it was kind of like a battle of Kurukshetra. There was a fight for somebody was trying to take over the temple. Somebody within the temple. It's like a fight between the devotees. So then after I left, something happened. The mafia, they were getting the mafia involved in the fight. So they brought this very big, strong karate guy to the temple, and he was saying bad things to the devotees, and he was trying to stop, make them give the land. And then finally one night another mafia guy came and he said, okay, you sign this paper and give the temple to us, or else tomorrow morning we will either burn the temple or bomb the temple. You choose, burn or bomb. So the devotee didn't sign. Nepalis, they're very fierce fighters. And these are all young, new devotees who are in charge of the temple, young devotees. They didn't sign the paper. So then they brought one of the devotees, he had Ugra Nishinga. They brought that and kept in the temple that night. So then this was Patri Prabhu's Nishinga. And so the next morning, this devotee who had the Nishinga, he phoned up. He said, okay, well, what happened? What's happening? And they said, oh, Jai Nishingadev. He said, well, what happened? He said, yes, this mafia guy, he went to the dentist with a toothache, and then he fell down dead. He died at the dentist with a toothache. And the karate guy, he was attacked by other mafia guys and cut to pieces. So, Ugra Nishingadev, he will do the job. So we just have to, we don't go away from the fight. And I did this class, you know, I did with you on the Bhagavad Gita, and this the the temple president, one of the leaders of the temple, he got the Nisshingadev card, free from attachment, fear, and anger. And he said, oh, I understand, I have to be courageous now. That was before I left. And so anyway, it was, we can do that. We can depend on Nisshingadev. This Mayapur Nisshingadev is very powerful, as we heard, and he can help us when we are in distress. So Dhruva Maharaj, he became bewildered, just like these demigods are going to become bewildered by all these different illusions that the demons, fierce clouds, fire, whirlpools, so many things are going to come. Same thing happened to Dhruva, severe rainfall, lightning. And in the rainfall was blood, mucus, pustule, urine, and marrow falling on the soldiers. Big serpents, fire, same thing was happening to Dhruva Maharaj. And so then I was studying this part, and one thing I noticed when I teach Srimad Bhagavatam is that whatever I study, I go through in my life. So I had a near-death experience at this point in my life, and I was just going for an ordinary checkup, but they had to give me a little anesthesia. But instead of a little, they gave me an overdose. So I was fighting for my life. And but I was conscious, not of this world, but I was everything was all black, and I was conscious, but I had lost my identity. I didn't know what or who I was or anything, but I was just conscious in the void. Black, everything was black, and I was conscious, and that's it. So in that black, in that darkness, came the holy name. I saw it, and it was multicolor, and it was dancing like a screensaver across. And then out of habit, I started chanting, even though I didn't have lips or anything. Somehow I was chanting Hare Krishna. And as soon as I started chanting, then I remembered, oh yes, I am a devotee. My name is Narayani Dasi. And I looked around and I said, but I must have left my body. So how come I'm here in the void? And how come I'm not back to Godhead? What am I doing? Wow, what's going on here? You know, where's Krishna and where's Prabhupada? Where's all the devotees? And how come I'm here? So anyway, it's a long story. But then when I came to consciousness some hours later, then I was, one of my first thoughts was, what was I studying before I came here? And I couldn't remember. Now when I went back after a week to my study, I saw, oh, it was Dhruva fighting with the yakshas. But I had stopped just before the last verse of the chapter. And the last verse said, Dear Dhruva, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Sharangadhanva, who relieves distresses of his devotees, kill all your threatening enemies. The holy name of the Lord is as powerful as the Lord himself. Therefore, simply by chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, many men can be fully protected from fierce death without difficulty. Thus, a devotee is saved. So I had just stopped before that last verse, but Krishna filled in the blank of my life, at least, and the holy name saved me. And before that, I had done 7 japa workshops, so at least. So a lot of things I learned, I would just share a couple of realizations I had from that experience. One was that even if you forget Krishna at the time of death, Krishna won't forget you. So that was one beautiful realization I had, that he won't forget you, that Krishna was there for me and when I needed him. And I didn't even know who Krishna was at that point. I didn't know who I was or even anything. I had lost everything. My memory, which I'm very proud of, I had lost even of who I am. So then that was one realization. Second realization was before this incident happened, I had an aversion to this world. Like, I really didn't want to be here. So I always thought, I need to get away from it all. So this was the ultimate in getting away from it all. Go to the void. It's really getting away from it all. Even from your own subtle body. So, yes, it's this aversion attitude is not good. Attachment and aversion, they're both obstacles on the path of devotional service. And we should be very grateful to be in this world and to have the opportunity to render service to Krishna and to Srila Prabhupada. So, in the 5th chapter of this 8th canto, Lord Brahma said to the demigods when they were upset and they didn't know what to do. Again, they lost the battle. They went to Lord Brahma Lord Brahma said, now is the time to invoke the mode of goodness for the living entities who have accepted material modes. Mode of goodness is meant to establish the Supreme Lord's rule, which will maintain the existence of the creation. Therefore, this is the opportune moment to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he's naturally very kind and dear to the demigods. He'll certainly bestow good fortune on us. And so as we see, the fight is a struggle between the modes. And a very interesting thing Prabhupada said in that purport, he says the whole world is conducted by the modes. Creation is conducted by passion, and maintenance by goodness, and destruction by ignorance. So he said, from this verse, we can understand what is happening right now in Kali Yuga. He says, now the lower modes are getting the upper hand, and so therefore there's a necessity for the mode of goodness, for maintenance to come. When the mode of goodness comes, Vishnu comes, the demigods, the devotees. He says, now Krishna did come 5,000 years ago and asked everyone to surrender, but people were not able to surrender, so therefore he came again as Lord Chaitanya. And he said, now Kali Yuga, we have got 427,000 more years to go, and of those, 10,000 will be the era of the Sankirtan movement. So now we have a great opportunity to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya in this movement. And when I was just in Washington, I could see that now the time has come for us to go out and preach. When I was doing the book table at Rathiatra, Washington, D.C., and it was so amazing. People were just coming up to me saying, oh, do you have a book on yoga? Or do you have a book on meditation? And I do kirtan yoga. Can you tell me something about this kirtan yoga? And then we had a whole booth where at least 30 people at a time were learning how to chant japa. They're asking, how do we chant? They were asking, what do we do? I had one lady come up to me, and she says, I had this recurring dream, you know, last 5 months, that I was in a concentration camp, and they were torturing me, and they killed me. And after I died, I heard a voice saying, I'm your father, Vishnu. And in your next life, you're going to be Krishna conscious. So she said, what is this Krishna consciousness? And so that was, you know, these things, people are out there, and they're ready, actually, I saw, they're ready to start practicing. They're ready to take up chanting. They're ready to hear about Krishna. And, you know, we were doing the book table. So many, I think we did $1,600 in one day of books, only books. And there was free prasadam. I felt like I was in the spiritual world. You were looking at the Washington Monument. It was a beautiful day. There was kirtan. The guru kulis were singing kirtan and doing stage programs. And people were coming up to the table. We had 3-4 people at a time at the book table. We had 4 book tables, like. So it was just wonderful. And so, as Brahma said, now is the time to establish the mode of goodness, chant the holy name. I'd just like to read once more a verse about the holy name. Abrambastamba pariyantam sarvam mayamayam jagat satyam satyam puna satyam harinam eva kevalam. The entire universe, from exalted Brahma down to the lowly clump of grass, is a product of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. The only thing that is reality, again I say reality, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. So my experience is the holy name is everywhere, even in the void. You will find the holy name. Because I went there and I saw the holy name in the void. So there is no void, actually. The holy name is everywhere. So we'll stop here. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any questions? Comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you. You mentioned that Krishna says that even if my devotee don't remember me at the time of his death, I will remember him. And yes. Also we know that from Krishna comes remembrance and forgiveness. So, yes. But must be some qualification for us to, I mean, we know, yes, that there's Kripa. Yes. Prabhupada Kripa, Guru Kripa, and Krishna Kripa as well. But is that, let's say, non-devotee.
Yeah.
He don't know anything about Krishna, or right. he might hear about Krishna. We know that if somebody heard about Krishna in this lifetime, so then Krishna will give him the chance to hear about him the next lifetime. So how that works for a non-devotee?
For a non-devotee?
Yes.
Which one? One who hears about Krishna?
Well, at the time of death, what Krishna is saying is that even, well, he's saying my devotee, especially. He's saying, he's specifically saying my devotee. If he doesn't remember me at the time of death, I will remember him.
Yeah.
So the qualification is a devotee, being a devotee.
Being a devotee, right.
So, but a non-devotee, even if he have heard about Krishna before, even he haven't taken up the process, so it that might help him as well.
Yes. So what happens to a non-devotee who heard about Krishna once? Is that your question?
Yeah, for someone that heard about Krishna, let's say once. I mean,
once.
We know that chanting or broadcasting the holy name outside,
right,
that's very important. That's what Prabhupada established, Harinam Kirtan everywhere. So it's...
Yeah. So what happens to a non-devotee who hears the holy name once? Now, is this at the time of death or just at...
Yeah.
I mean, they're hearing at the time of death, or they're dying and they heard it in their life?
Yes, I mean, at the time... Not hearing at the time
of
death.
Okay. So what happens to somebody who heard the holy name in this life? What happens to him at the time of death? So that goes into his bank account. It is said that simply hearing the holy name or chanting it once without offense is enough to save you is enough to liberate you. So he will be liberated in the sense that he will get a human form of life and he will get a chance. Otherwise, he should have gone down to the animal form of life. But someone who hears the holy name, even a Muslim who chants Haram at the time of death, he will also be liberated. Liberation means to get a chance to become a devotee. When Srila Prabhupada, it also said that if you're a devotee, that all your relatives will get liberation. That is backwards and forwards. I think I said this in another class, that if you are a pure devotee, 100 generations before and after. If you are a Madhyama, then 14 generations. This is according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And if you're a Kanishtha, 3 generations. So one time, a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what kind of liberation do they get? Srila Prabhupada said, they will get the chance to become devotees. They will become devotees. That is their liberation. And so liberation, to become a devotee is liberation. So we are, just like at the beginning of class, they said, we're on the transcendental platform. We're in the boat. It's going in that direction. And so we are liberated. We're on the liberated platform. But still, we get the boat rocks because of the modes. So a non-devotee who just hears once or says once the holy name, because it will be offenselessly, generally it's without offense when they do say, just, oh, can you say this? Yes, Hare Krishna. So they're not making offenses because they're not, you know, they don't know the offenses. They're not making offenses to the holy name. So they will get the human form of life. That is guaranteed. So freedom from hellish conditions. And that is there for those who... Prabhupada said if they just touch our books, if they just read one line, they're liberated. So they get the human form of life. Mm-hmm. Bhajra? Prabhu?
Yesterday, I had to deal with one of my customers, and her husband's mother was admitted in the hospital day
right.
before.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I have to go, I'm going to the hospital. So, you know, they are not Krishna, Hare Krishnas or anything. So I said, wait a minute, I have this sacred gel water.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please give it to her?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know whether what reaction would be. She said, yes, yes, yes. She's a very pious lady, you know. I will give. So I said, why don't you come to my home? So I gave her sacred gel. Then I said, there is also this oil, special oil, which we'll give Nishan Devi.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, if you can just rub on her body, are you sure you will do it, right? She said, yeah, I'm going to the hospital right now. I'm going to do it. Now see, her night before the doctor had said that she's not gonna live, so they had taken out all the
tubes,
you know, tubes and everything, and she was still alive yesterday afternoon. So I gave her, and she said, "I'm gonna give. She's a pious lady. I'm gonna give it to her." So it, you know, it is. Who knows who yes. that soul was?
Right, right. Know. So she left her body.
I don't know yet. I have to check today.
Okay. Yes.
If we don't remember Krishna at the time of death, Krishna will remember us. Apart from what Srila Prabhupada said, is there a verse you may know? Is there a verse?
There is a nice verse which you can say, Hiranmayena Patrena from Isha Upanishad. Oh no, that's removed, sorry. Bhagavad Gita. For those who preach this message to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end they will come to me. And so I was preaching, and at the time, it could have been my death. Actually, one astrologer said, yes, I could have died then. So I was engaged in preaching before that. And so I taught Bhagavad Gita many times. So I said, one time I did pray to Krishna. I said, okay, now I've taught Bhagavad Gita at least 3-4 times. Now, if I happen to die, you please remember this verse from Bhagavad Gita that... So that's there. That verse is there in the 18th chapter at the end of the Gita for one who teaches, gives this message to the devotees. Devotional, pure devotional service is guaranteed. At the end, he will come to me. And so that was that is there. You may not, if you just, and this main thing is what you do in this lifetime, because whatever we do, what our consciousness is right now is what the body will get if we die right now. So we're always preparing for our next death. Whatever desires we still have, whatever we want to do, if we die right today, then that's the kind of body we'll get. So if we just always are chanting, always trying to remember Krishna, then we will get that body. And Krishna will help us. It's not just at the time of death, it's before death that we prepare for the exam. And the exam could come any time. We don't know when death will come. Okay? One more. He'll carry what we lack and protect what we have, Bhagavad Gita. Yes. So if you serve Lord Krishna, and whatever service you've done, it won't be forgotten, even if you go away prematurely and didn't finish. Even if you go away, then it will be taken care of. Okay? I wish to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.